This is Dr. Rowington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular consultation on patient Tukeva, T-U-K-E-V-A, first name Victoria, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A, date of birth, November 18, 1945, date of evaluation, April 25th, 2022, referring physician, Dr. Sharon Jones. The chief complaint, 76-year-old female reports of abnormal lab. The HBI, the patient is a 76-year-old female who had reported shortness of breath and easy fatigability, period. She had routine BNP and troponin drawn, period. These were noted to be mildly elevated, period. The patient was subsequently referred for cardiac evaluation. She is a dance instructor who had noted shortness of breath over the last month, period. She has had no chest pain, period. COVID test was noted to be negative, period. The past medical history, supraventricular tachycardia, next number hypothyroidism, next number seizure disorder, but none since 2016, past surgical history, right total hip replacement, next number status, post-ablation times 2, for SBT medications, acyclovir 800 milligram 5 times daily, clotrimazole applied BID, diltiazem 30 milligrams 1 BID, Keppra 250 milligrams 1 BID, levothyroxine 100 micrograms 1 daily, Premarin daily, enteric-coated aspirin 81 milligrams daily. The review of system, skin, she has itching and rash, eyes, she has impaired vision and wears glasses, cardiac, she has palpitations, respiratory, she has dyspnea, gastrointestinal, she reports bloating. She has hernia, genitourinary, she has frequency, neurologic, she has history of vertigo and seizures, hematologic, she has easy bruising. Review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. Blood pressure, 126/71, pulse 67, respiratory rate 20, height 68 inches, weight 186.2 pounds. She underwent echocardiogram on 5/13/22. This revealed left ventricle ejection fraction 61%, normal diastolic function, there was mild tricuspid regurgitation, RV systolic pressure was estimated to be 17.48 millimeters of mercury, left ventricle ejection fraction greater than 55%. The patient was referred for stress testing. She underwent stress testing on April 25th, 2022. Test was positive for chest pain and dyspnea. However, no significant EKG changes noted. Patient exercised to 91% of her predicted heart rate. Test was stopped because of dyspnea and chest pain, period. The plan, she will need a nuclear stress test given her dyspnea and chest pain, period. No additional interventions at this time, period. Follow-up following nuclear stress deaths. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.